My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It is a Falcon Monday. Falcons lose 18-10 on Sunday. We're talking about it with you. 4-hour show today because Coach Ra has his coach's show with Dave Archer on Mondays. They also usually have a player guest, and we'll tell you more about that. But that will start at 6 o'clock. So that is why we tell you we only have four today. All right. 404-726-0929. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com. There's so many facets of this, right, that we could get into. And there's a lot of things that need to be corrected. But the number one thing is our quarterback has to play better. That's it. And if that happens, maybe that triggers some of the other things that everybody else is looking for. Guys, we didn't take any shots down the field. You know what our longest pass play was yesterday? It was a tip ball to Ray McLeod.
Right.
A tip ball. He comes down with it early in the game. We did not attempt to stretch the field yesterday. Mike, it gets back to your cautious warning of, can we do all the things we want to do in this offense with him?
And that's the thing. You know, I asked, you know, we were debating, you know, what is Kyle Pitts' role? Like, is it broken coverage? He's there. He caught the football. He got a touchdown. Kyle Pitts has equaled his rookie season touchdown count. So that's a good start. That's a positive right there. You know, and the defense, you know, was able to hold the Steelers to a bunch of field goal attempts, including one that was like half the field. But yeah, the receivers weren't getting separation. Not that there was time. Again, you know, everybody in the stands gets drunk. Throw the ball!
That's right.
Like when you go to a Georgia game. Why don't we throw the ball? But yeah, well, you got to have a pocket. So I get back to what we said to start the show. If Cousins isn't 100%, and you know, a lot of guys are hitting us up on the text line and on Twitter. Follow us, Carlos. Put him up. See, Dukes. I'm Mike Bell, ATL. Guys are going, Cousins wanted to play in the preseason, but they wouldn't allow it.
True.
And because they're trying to protect him from some injury, because he's still obviously way behind Aaron Rodgers on the timeline with the Achilles. But Cousins didn't want to play in his defense. But we got to find some kind of balance with getting the starters out there. I mean, I know Raheem wants to mitigate injury, and that's his line, and that's fine. But to me, the whole team at times looked rusty, looked very rusty.
Let's talk to JP in College Park. JP, we appreciate you listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what are you thinking?
Hey, man, what's going on?
What's up?
Look, yeah, this is my thing. Everybody talking about, you know, it's just the first game out, but the season run like a freight train, man. You got to take care of your season up front, then it'll take care of you at the end, particular playoff. And Kirk Cousins, man, he hurt, man. This man didn't roll out now time. And what he did, every time he looked up, he played it safer. Every time when they hit the ball, he fall down from the football, whatever, though. And another thing with Abdul and B.J.
Yeah, B.J.
They need to run them constantly, man, because they can make the defense sick. Because you don't know which way they're going to go. They need to play them more often. But we would have had, just put in mind, Justin Fields would have been out there with the Falcons. We would have won. Then our defense, any team would want you to just kick field goal. That didn't make no sense, man.
It didn't.
JP, here's the deal. Six field goals. Appreciate the call. 57, 51, 41, 56, 46, 25. That was the yardage of the field goals. That's the difference in this game, right, when we talk about from a point standpoint. But it's not as if Justin was Superman yesterday. Mike said it. He managed the game.
Hey, he did what they asked him to. Arthur Smith, they did high-percentage throws. He did get the ball in Pickens' hands in a couple of times. But it was running the football. And you saw they fell forward. They were getting yards with Najee Harris, whoever was running the football. But he played within his game. Remember, guys, he doesn't know he's playing until about a half hour, 45 minutes before game time. Because Russell Wilson tries to give it a go with the cap, and it's a no-go. So I'm not sure what the Steelers are going to do moving forward, but I think they can build on what Justin Fields did in Arthur Smith's offense and get more dynamic. But getting back to his initial point, I mean, look, I'm with you. I think there's got to be a balance with Algier, and I also think if you keep Bijan at this rate, you're going to kill him. I mean, I know we want him to be the man. I own him in fantasy league, but I just think there's got to be a little more wheel routes and all some of the things we thought we were going to see more of, which, and maybe Arch can get into that, you know, with Coach today and the Coach's Show at 6, but I just thought it was a sort of a one-note offense with Bijan. I want to see the more dynamicism, right, with that offense.
That's a good call. Is it DeMille? DeMille, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Appreciate you listening in the ATL, man. What's going on, DeMille? Hey, man.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Hey, man.
I just think the defense played a hell of a game yesterday. But I do have a question for Mike Bell.
Yes.
Finally, Kyle Pitts got in the end zone. Can we not call the man a bum anymore, please?
No. Wait, hold on. See, this is it. This is where it goes off the rails. Carl has been more critical of Kyle Pitts than I ever have.
That's
Paul.
True.
And I get the heat. You know, Paul.
It's true. Yet, listen.
I mean, I've been on his case. He's got to validate that pick, but Carl's been the guy driving that bus.
Yes.
Not me, man.
Mike is right about this one. And listen, I'm not going to be satisfied with one. DeMille, you're right. It felt good. Yesterday, I was like, thank you. Thank you, football gods. But I'm not going to be satisfied with one. Here's my issue again, and this is a whole nother technical side of this.
Right.
He didn't block anybody yesterday.
No, he struggled in that.
Okay?
Department.
I'm just, okay, for Orange Tom, he didn't block anybody. He's got to be more physically stout and tough when you're taking on these edge rushers like T.J. Watt. And again, I said this, we're not going to face another individual like that maybe for a while. But the fact is, Kyle's got to be better at that. But if you're going to tell me he gets paid to catch touchdowns, and this is what Mike and I have said all along, he caught one yesterday.
Right.
I can't be mad at that. I can't be upset, and I'm not going to fuss at Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts did what he was asked to do yesterday, but I want to see him be more stout when it comes to blocking these massive edge rushers and giving the quarterback an additional time, Mike, to maybe do something with the ball. He didn't do that yesterday.
Pushing a linebacker back towards the running back is not blocking.
And by the way, Kyle, know the formation, man.
Right.
That cost us. That was a big penalty, guys. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, in the second half, in the fourth quarter, it's a 3-play, 7-yard drive that lasted a minute 56 because of your illegal formation. If Kirk's not like, yo, I need you over here, you got to know that.
Right. And that's the blocking. This goes back to our conversations with the now offensive coordinator of the Steelers. Is if he can't block, don't ask him to block. Just go be Tony Gonzalez. Just make him that super hybrid unicorn. You can figure out what you're going to pay him when his contract comes up later. But he just doesn't block well. Just never, not really done that well. I just call it what it is.
Yeah. So, DeMille, no. We will, listen, I love the touchdown. Still need him to be great. I'm not satisfied with that. But that doesn't stop us from being critical of Kyle's performance of this offense, period. Right. Let's talk to Tim next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bell on a Falcon Monday. Falcons lose. We're talking about it with you. How are you feeling, Tim? Hey, man.
Hey, man, I called in about 7 months ago before they got Kirk Cousins. I said, this is the worst scheme that he's going to be in. And they said, oh, the line to get better. And exactly what I said happened yesterday. You know?
What'd you say? Tell me what you mean.
I didn't have the receipt. What exactly did you say?
What did you say?
I said that line is going to get Kirk Cousins killed because he can't run. Oh. The same quarterback that we let go actually beat us yesterday. And we could have got him for less than $1 million.
Oh, we are aware of that. Tim, trust me. That was something we had talked about. It made sense. He's young. He's from here, blah, blah, blah. It didn't play out that way. You know what they wanted? And now we know this because they've stated it to us. Mike, they wanted a quarterback who could process, who had been experienced, who could do it, and had ran this offense because, guys, it's a similar offense he ran in Minnesota because that's the coaching tree.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.